obaye. In Christianity, God is a preserver. In Christianity, God is a deliverer. In Christianity, God is one who prospers. He's a prosperer. He's one who prospers. So in Christianity, God is our soter.
You are about to be so blessed by the words coming to you from the man of God, Reverend Samuel Kwame Sasu.
So the Bible says all angels. So it's not like we have worshiping angels and we have, I spoke to you about, I don't know if I told you that, about cherubims and seraphims. These guys are not angels. Because they don't come, they are not sent. Hallelujah. The word cherub means covering. So cherubims are creatures that cover. Hallelujah. I think Isaiah 6. Let's get to Isaiah 6. Let me tear that and then in sequence. Let's go to Isaiah. In the year that King Uzziah died, you know, people use this scripture to pray. The Bible says, in the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting on the throne. There are some people, until they die, you will not see the glory of God. We are going to kill anybody that... It's called scriptural blunder. He is talking about a historical fact that, oh, like we say, oh, the day President Mills died, it rained. So if you are going to say, except the Mills in your life dies, there will be no rain. Please stop fooling. In the year that King Uzziah died, I also saw the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. Oh, hallelujah. Above it stood the seraphims. Now, so then he described the seraphims. Each one had six wings. So that is where the idea that angels have wings come from. But this is not an angel. Six wings. With two, he covered his face. So with two wings, he covers the face. And with two, he covers the feet. And with two, he did fly. Next verse. And one cried unto another and said, holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. I'm going to teach on this thing one day. Woo, glory to God. Mandala katalabaya. Oh, glory. Go, let's read. And there are some things when you read in the Bible, it has to accept him. No, go back to two now. And above it stood the seraphims. Each one had six wings. And with two, he covered his face. And with two, he covered his feet. It means they are not female in nature, right? And with two, he did fly. Three. And one cried unto another. This is what they are doing all the time. That's what they are doing all the time. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And this one goes, holy, 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 holy is the Lord of hosts. Woo, glory to God. And then the other respond, holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. Woo, hallelujah. In heaven, that's the sound that you hear. There's no crying. It's a revelation of his holiness. It's a revelation of how he's set apart. His holiness means there's nobody like you. As these seraphims behold his holiness. And look at that. The Bible says that, oh boy now, hallelujah. The Bible says that after they say holy, 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 then they say the whole earth is full of his glory. Yeah. Hallelujah. The whole earth. And you see, that's what they see on earth. They see the glory of God on the earth. I am the glory of God. Glory to God. Next verse. That's not why I came here today.
Verse 4.
And the post of the door moved at the voice of him that cried, and the house was filled with smoke. 5. Then said I, woe is me, for I'm undone, because I'm a man of unclean lips. I tell you, I say that if a man has revelation of God, you understand the difference. You will see the difference between man and God. So when they cry like that, and John will say that when I saw him, I was like a dead person. Anytime, even if you are born again, and you see an inch of his glory, you there now, you understand the gap between humanity and divinity. Then what is going to happen to you is that you begin to question yourself, who is me? Now, this is Prophet Isaiah. It's not an unbeliever, or you say a sinner that he appeared to. This is a major, as they will call it. And he says, I'm a man of unclean lips. After this vision, if Isaiah is going to praise God, if he's going to worship God, he will worship God with the revelation that I don't even deserve to worship him. Hallelujah. Ay, ay. Oh my God. I dwell in the midst of people of unclean lips, for my eyes have seen the King. Ron Kinoly, brother Ron Kinoly, has a song. I see the Lord. It's a very powerful song. The Lord of hosts. Next verse. Then flew one of the seraphims unto me, having a live coal of fire in his hand, which he had taken with the tongs from off the altar. He picked the fire. Next verse down. And he laid it upon my mouth. Lo, this hath touched thy lips, and thine iniquity is taken away, and thy sin is purged. Hallelujah. Now, so this is the only time for seraphims are mentioned. Hallelujah. Then we have cherubs. Let's go to Genesis 3. Genesis 3. Yamewo squad. Three 24. Let's begin from 22 or 21 or 20. And the Lord God said, behold, the man is become as one of us, who, when man sinned, to know good and evil. And now lest he put his lest he put forth his hand and take also of the tree of life and eat and live forever. Next verse. Therefore, the Lord God sent him from the Garden of Eden to till the ground from whence he was taken. So he drove out the man, and he placed at the east of the Garden of Eden cherubims and a flaming sword which turned every way to keep the way of the tree of life. Praise the Lord. So when man sinned and man had to be driven out of the Garden of Eden, the Bible says that God, let's go to the next verse. No. So that's that. So he drove out the man, and he placed at the east of the Garden of Eden cherubims. And cherubims refer to covering beings that cover. Hallelujah. So they covered the place. Let's go to Exodus. You find Exodus chapter 10. Then I look, verse 1 and 2. Then I look, and the Lord said unto me, hey, where am I now? Did I say Exodus or Ezekiel? Okay, let's go to Exodus 25. Exodus 25, 18 to 20. And thou shalt make two cherubims of gold. Of beaten work shalt thou make them in the ends of the mercy seat. And where are we now? Verse what now? 19. Go to verse. Okay. And make one cherub on the one end, and the other cherub on the other end, even of the mercy seat shall you make the cherubims on the two ends thereof. 20. And the cherubim shall stretch forth their wings on high, covering the mercy seat with their wings. And their faces shall look one to another. Toward the mercy seat shall the faces of the cherubims be. So the cherubims are covering, I was about to say covering angels. They are covering beings. They are beings that cover. Hallelujah. So that is the word cherubims. You go to Ezekiel 10. Ezekiel 10, 1 and 2. Then I looked, and behold, in the firmament that was above the head of the cherubims, were appeared over them as it were a sapphire stone, as the appearance of the likeness of a throne. So these guys are not necessarily angels. They are a different class of beings. But just that traditionally, people would want to group them with angels. But no, they are not angels. Hallelujah. Now, so these angels, God wants us to understand, angels are all, they are all ministering spirits. They are all beings of service. Now, God does not need help with anything. Hallelujah. God does not need, what kind of a personality? He doesn't need help with anything. If God wants something, that thing is in him. Hallelujah. Now, so he made all these angels, the Bible says, for service, to run divine errands. So angels are errand boys, divine errand boys. I'm not talking about all this. No, you will be disrespecting God's angels. I'm talking about they are creatures that God sends. Now, go to Hebrews again. Then the Bible says, are they not all ministering spirit sent forth? Now, I want you to understand this. The Bible says angels are ministers. I can speak on the sent forth for the whole day. Hallelujah. They are spirits that, listen, the Bible didn't say they are spirit that God will send. The Bible didn't say they are spirit God will send. In other words, as it stands now, God has sent them. Now, what does that mean? It means that God has already given his word to them. So, for example, God makes them and God says, you know what? You are to serve these people. So, when we speak to an angel will not go and ask permission from God before coming. Because they have been sent forth. Come on, are we together in this place? Now, so we don't, the angel is maybe say, oh, I dispatch angels to South Africa to heal this brother or whatever. And then the angel goes like, all right. Just a second. No, they have been sent forth. They don't go back to ask God. God has sent them. Hey, do this work. And that is that. Now, what does that mean? That means that angels are in our domain than they are in the domain of God. Listen and understand this thing very well. I'm talking about, what did I say the topic is again? Yeah, how to activate the ministry of angels. Now, if you get to think that angels are with God, what are they doing there? What are angels doing there? Come on. What are they doing there? Angels are sent forth, and they are in their angelic realm. They are sent forth. So look at what the Bible says in 103 verse 20 Psalm. Quickly, let's get there. Bless ye the Lord, bless the Lord, ye his angels that excel in strength. I'm going to talk about that. That do his commandment, hearkening unto the voice of his word. The Bible didn't say that hear God's word. the angels obey the voice of his word. Okay. So, for example, is John 3:16 still in the Bible? The last time you checked, it's still there, right? It's not been taken out. All right. So, is John 3:16 speaking right now? Come on, is it speaking right now? Now, everybody open your Bibles to John chapter 3, number 16. And read it with a very loud voice. Now, don't say you're going to recite. Get into the word. All right. John 3:16. 1, 2, go. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. So, but have everlasting life. Now, what did you just do? You just gave a voice to his word. So the Bible says, God has said in Hebrews 13, God has said, verse 5, God has said so that we will boldly say. Let me tell you what. God's word is not powerful in the realm of man, except man vocalizes it. A typical example happens in Ezekiel 37, dry bones. Is that where that scripture is? Okay. It is still there. It has been moved forward. Still there. All right. So, you know, God puts Ezekiel in a vision. And then Ezekiel says that in the vision, I came to a valley. And the valley was full of dry bones. Very dry. And the bones were scattered all over the place. And look at that. Then he says, the Lord asked him, Son of man, will these bones live? He got loose at the bones and said, hey, you want to test me? You know. You know. So he says, God, thou knowest. Next verse, look at something. Again, he said unto me. Now, he is standing with God or with in the valley or on the top of the valley. At the end of the day, they were all together at the same spot. Okay? Now look at that. And so he said unto me, prophesy unto these bones and say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Next verse. Thus saith the Lord God unto these bones, I will cause breath to enter into you and you shall live. And I will lay sinews upon you, and I'll bring up flesh upon you, and cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and you shall live, and you shall know that I am the Lord. Now, so I prophesied as I was commanded, and as I prophesied, there was a noise, and behold, a shaking, and bones came together, bone to his bone. And when I beheld, lo, the sinews and the flesh came upon them, and the skin covered them, but there was no breath. Now look at that. When the Lord was standing at the same place, and the Lord said the same thing that Ezekiel said, nothing happened. So the Lord God is looking at the dry bones, and he's talking to Ezekiel. Tell these bones, I will put skin on you. I'll join bone to bone. And as God was talking, the bones were still dry. Now that means the power. When we say that the word of God is powerful, it's not powerful in the Bible. Come on, are we together? So it is not like Ghanaian movie, and then, you know, they go and a juju person comes and, you know, okay, Tanobodia, when you put the other, no, oh, who's not for no? I say, who not to see me, Chromano? Who not to see me? And the children, then the pastor on the other end, we just use the Bible. And then you put the power down. Then, in the name of Jesus, take it. And then they'll come to hold this thing. That's crazy. That's not it. has no power in and of itself. The Bible is not different from graphic. It's not different from daily graphic. The power, you know, some Christians will be like, if you put a Bible, if a house catches fire, everything will burn except the Bible. Listen, we are not Muslims. I don't believe such nonsense. Ube baby to me a pages of Bible. Deb a decras in Tiro. The Bible as a book has no power. It is not different from any other book. It's not different from the Quran. When they all it's Quran that they say cats cannot walk on it. Then I saw a video of David Wood who brought up a Quran and made his cat walk over it. So it's Islam believe in a lot of mystic ideas. But you know, the power is not the book. The power of God's word is when it falls on a heart that believes. The change that happens in the person's life. The power of the word is that a man can so much imbibe the word of God, and that when he begins to speak, things will align. A man of the word can look at the broken bones and say, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command these bones to come together. You read in Acts chapter 3. Peter and John were going into the temple to pray at the hour of prayer. And there was this man who had never walked before in his life, begging alms at the place. But these men had so much been with Jesus. They have heard teachings of the word, and they were full of the Spirit of God. And then Peter goes and says, look on us. And the Bible says the man looks sternly, as though they are going to give him money. He's looking. He says, all right, I'm looking. When is the money coming? And Peter goes, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, I give unto you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And the Bible says, he took the man by his hand and lifted him, oh my God. And the Bible says, immediately, his bones and his ankle bones received strength, and he began to leap. This man had never walked in his life. When the word of God falls on a person who believes, there is the release of power. So the power of the word is not when it is in the book. It is when it has fallen on a good heart. When it has fallen on a believing heart. Hallelujah. Say, I believe. You are not in church. Say, I believe. One more time. I believe. So the Bible says that, let's go to the 103 again, 103. The Bible says, bless the Lord, all ye his angels that excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearkening unto the voice of his word. Now that means you cannot speak to an angel outside the confines of God's word. Though if you are speaking, if you want to dispatch an angel and it is not from the confines of the word of God, they are not going to respond. They've been made only to respond to the voice of his word. Now, when God talks to an angel, it is not the voice of his word. Do you understand? It is his word. The voice of his word means that the word has been spoken already and it is being re-echoed. Praise the Lord. That means angels don't understand any other instruction or any other language except the language of God's word. I want to say that again. Angels don't understand any other language, any other word, except the language of his word or the voice of his word. If the word of God, for example, for example, there you are. You are walking in the middle of the night or maybe in a hot afternoon in a lonely path. And then you meet a Kwashe person. And the person pulls up a knife. And the person goes like, bring your phone. And then you go like, hey, Jesus, in the name of Jesus, God help me. Have you spoken to God? Yes. Did you call Jesus? Yes. Is it going to work? No. Why is it not going to work? You see, let me tell you this. Let me put this in the teaching. There are voluntary interventions of angels and involuntary interventions. When you read the Bible, you will find situations where people did not call for an angel and they appeared. Example, Mary. Mary was not looking to see any angel. Didn't have any business with him. Manoah's wife. You'll find out they were not necessarily praying to God to bring an angel. Neither were they discharging an angel. They were having their personal business and an angel appeared unto them. And the reason why it was very rampant in those days was because they lived with the notion of angels. They knew what angelic ministry, the ministry was. So you'll find out that when Peter was arrested and he was released by an angel and he went to knock on the door of the saints that were praying, do you remember what they said? The Rhoda went to open, and Rhoda goes in, a little girl goes in and says, you know what? Apostle Peter is here. Brother, those times they didn't even call them apostles. They called, Brother Peter is here. And then they said, are you crazy? He said, no, he's at the door. These guys were praying for him to come. So he's at the door. And they said, no, maybe you saw his angel. That means that it was a common phenomenon to them in the sense that they can literally, you know, only be a bishop of all. The reason why it is scarce in our days is because a lot of Christians don't even know about the angelic ministry. They don't know. And if somebody came and said, I saw an angel, the person is going to be held in a high esteem. But those people in the people were seeing angels, unbelievers were even seeing angels. I have a message in my shoes. It is called Making Common the Supernatural. It's just in my shoe. I'm waiting to wear it. Hallelujah. So it was very common in those days. The things of God, the law, okay? The law concerning the things of God, if you want the things of God to manifest, is just one thing. Keep hammering it till the information becomes common. People get to know it. And that was the strategy Paul used. When people disbelieved, the Bible says Paul took those who believed and he went to hire a place, you know, at the school of Tyrannus. And for 2 years, every day, he was teaching them the word. And so as Paul kept teaching, it became a normal thing in their head. And they went and they were healing the sick like water. And the Bible says that in the city of Ephesus, so mightily grew the word of God. To the point that the sons of Sceva, who did not even believe in Jesus, they didn't know, also were going about casting out devils. In other words, the casting out of demons was a common thing. You can just be walking on the street and you hear someone say, out! So it became so common that unbelievers felt like, hey, wow. So they say, out. And they are outing. Then they also went and they say, you know, they go like, in the name of the Jesus Paul preached. So it has become common in the place. And the Bible says the demons jumped on them and they beat the hell out of them. Stripped them naked. Hallelujah. So angels, they hearken. In other words, they obey. They do the voice of his word. Now, so if you don't know the word, or if you are not a consistent talker of the word, angelic ministry will not be happening around you. You constantly go like, I'm dead. Hey, Mewu. When you say those horrific things about you, you don't become a suitable place for angelic ministrations. When you dwell on difficult situations, and that's where your mind is fixed, it becomes difficult for you to have angels minister to you because they don't survive in environments like that. Miyari. When you say things like that, obia. Or especially when you doubt the supernatural. There are Christians, they doubt that no Jehovah Witness can see an angel. They doubt the supernatural. Praise the name of the Lord. They don't understand. You know, I posted a testimony on, and somebody texted me, and the person said, "Hey, as of us, we are sure as okay, Amba." And I said, "Ah, the seat match, I'm the one who went to preach. When they brought the person who was sick, I'm the one who prayed for the person. So what do you mean by, oh, so has the person gone to the hospital to confirm?" Because in the mind of the person, it is not possible. It's not possible. But that's what the supernatural is for. It is for things that are not possible. Praise the name of the Lord. One meeting, they brought a lady who had an accident. I think it was Pastor Harris or somebody who brought that lady. And he had a metal in the leg. Okay. And prayer was prayed for the person. And I received a testimony. The person went and they said they couldn't find any metal in the leg. Perfectly healed. Whether the metal vanished, whatever it did, we don't know. But at the end of the day, there was no metal there. How is that possible? Are you sure it is true? When you doubt these things, angels can't minister for you. Because you would dispatch them and you don't even believe. Yeah, because pastor says that we should say it. That is why. But when you keep talking the word. See, the Bible says that faith cometh by hearing. And that hearing is by the word. In fact, the word is faith cometh by the hearing of the word of Christ. The more you speak the word of God, the more faith is built. Hallelujah. The more real the supernatural becomes to you. There are a couple of things you can't do now because you've not built the faith for it. Maybe when you are standing before the sick person, you know, the all night I went, they brought a lady. Now, I went into the all night as a very normal person. I went and I just sat somewhere. You know, I'm just sitting there. Oh, no, I didn't pray for the person. No, that's not my church anyways. So this prophet, you know, they pick somebody and prophesy, and then makes a mistake and go and pick this lady and go pick this lady. Then say, come. And somebody push the lady. It's a very small church, just like our church like that. Very small church. I say, hey, give way, open. You know. And then, you know, he didn't know the lady is deaf in the ears and cannot talk. You know, one of the ways to know if somebody is a prophet is not when it is on the banner. Prophet so-and-so. No. Is to disguise yourself. So the first church I went to, the person is a prophet. And then I was looking like any ordinary human being. You know, I just wore my, you know, short sleeves and I'm going and I'm there. I'm looking very ordinary. And then, you know, my khaki was here. After, so they said we should come and they were praying for us. I joined the queue, you know. And then they poured oil on my hands. You know, was praying for me. I'm just there. I'm praying for me. And then Kwabna says that, man of God, you should have 10 on. I said, we're 10 on, then. You know. and prayed for me. And then, you know, according to the prophet, he saw something. So he called me and said, "Do you drive?" I said, "Yes, I do. My car key has been here all the while." He asked me, "Do I drive?" I said, "Yeah, I do." He said, "All right. I see accounting, finance. Are you connected to accounting and finance?" I said, "No." I said, "No, you know, yeah, because bank for young guy, what can you be doing?" I said, "No." He said, "All right, I'm so." So he started saying all kinds of, he started saying plenty of things. Then he asked, "So what do you do?" I said, "I'm a pastor." Then he looks at me and said, "I see the mandate of your father." He says, "I see the mandate of your father." Then he goes, he says, You've been serving your father for a very long time. Now, because in his mind, I can't be a senior pastor. So you've served your father for a very long time, and that man loves you. That man keep following the man. I say, "Yes, sir." I say, "He's a great person, and his mandate is falling on you. It's about to come on you." I say, "Yes, sir." If I had gone and I was in my, you know, white. Yeah, he will know of, there's no banker that will come dressing like that. So that's how you know somebody is a prophet or he's not. Oh, he's an apprentice. One time they say Prophet L. Bernard. Yeah, Prophet L. Bernard or one of them. He or BB, no, it was L. Bernard I heard. He went to the Achimota Forest. And there's this young pastor. His role model is the man. And the man is going through and decides to join these people who are praying. And the guy lays hands on him, very, looking very simple. And says, "I see the anointing of El Bernard coming on you. But that El Bernard is the one standing before your face. So that you just disguise." Hallelujah. So the second one I went to, you know, I'm just there, and I'll talk to you about the ladies' room. So I'm just sitting there, and calls this lady, and the lady can't talk. So he's talking and said, "Make us sound ugwami. I'm talking to you." And then somebody can say, "Oh, please, he cannot hear, he cannot talk." So don't worry, you're going to be healed right now. Then he raised the song. "I will lift up my eyes to the hills from whence cometh my help." Nobody knew the song. So I took the mic and then I'm just standing in the choir. And then I was there. I mean, they had a little bit of a good sound. So I sang it. I'm just singing. He said, "Wow." He said, he used the word, I forgot it. Let's say like Abrante. He's a very young, but like my age or something. You know, just like he has a lot of beer, so he feels he's old. So he says, you have a voice, charge me. Charge me. So I kept on singing. I said, I said, "Mommy, oil." No, in fact, come on one. I said, "Hey, that's the power. Something's going to happen here today." Then pours the oil on the lady. And then, you know, put some in the ear and all of that. And say, "Be open, be open, be open, be open, be open, be open, be." When he finished, then he goes stand at the side of the lady. And no, look at the one, yes, I know who's on your healing minister. So he says, one. Then he comes, he looks at the lady, stands face to face. She say, "One." Lady goes, "Eh." You know, the point. Oh yeah, you say clap. Then the lady said, "Yes, you clap." Then the lady claps, you know. Then he says, "The healing is coming."
The healing is coming. The healing is coming. The healing is coming. The healing is coming. Do you know how many bad? Mami should be in Combra. 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 I know your point, eh? Hallelujah. Praise God. Womb. Be open. It will be. So when we close, then he called me. So this is the one on Friday. So please, what's your name? I said, my name is Brother Sasu. He said, oh, wow, Brother Sasu. It's an honor having you. And I know the reason he called me is because I went with a car. It was a very small church. And I'm the only person who went with a car. So he said, Brother Sasu. Yeah. That's why I tell you, never be poor in your life. I don't know why people are like, the pastors, it's only rich people that they get close to. If you are the pastor, will you get close to a poor person? No, ask yourself. So instead of you crying about poor people, why don't you decide that I'll be rich so a pastor can be close to me? There's no honor in poverty. No, there's no honor in poverty. See, let me tell you, there are poor people that hate God. So don't say because when you are poor, you can serve God well. There are people in their poverty, they still hate God. They actually get angry at God. Tell somebody, never be poor. Yeah. So I'm actually I'm a pastor. And I want to come and start church around this place. And so I'm scattered. They say, you are a pastor? I say, yes. And you went to sing? I say, Abba, it's the house of God. It's the house of God. Who should be? I say, and then you there? I say, yes. I say, wow, please, whenever you come again, reveal yourself. So we can make you sit somewhere. I say, yes, sir. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, I'm talking about angels, they hear his word. Don't rush it. Because the moment he got to know the person was deaf, his demeanor changed. Then he goes, you're going to be healed right now. Bring me oil. It's you just want to show something for the people. Are you the one who made the person sick? No. You want to help, right? If the person doesn't get healed, do you become deaf for a person? Don't rush it. Angels hear his word. And I told you, there are angels that minister healing. There are angels that minister strength. Hallelujah. You remember in Matthew, when Jesus fasted, the Matthew account of the 40 days fasting of Jesus, the Bible says that when the temptations were over and Jesus was hungry, angels came to minister to him. And what did they come to minister to him? It can be strength. It can be food. But I believe it was strength. They came to minister because after 40 days, Jesus was weak. Hallelujah. I think it's in Matthew 6 or Matthew 9. Find it. Matthew 9 or somewhere. Find it and put it up there. The Luke's account is in Luke 4, but I want the Matthew's account. All right. So look at that. Then the devil leaveth him, and so it's in Matthew 4, not 6 or 9. Then the devil leaveth him, and behold, angels came and ministered unto him. They came to strengthen him. And you know, the devil tempted Jesus at his weakest point. Okay, when he had become weak, 40 days, no food, no water. He's thirsty, he's hungry. And the devil comes and says, you are son of God, turn this stone to bread. The guy is hungry. So, after Satan leaves him, Jesus is very weak. He's not able to get up. He's very weak. Very, very weak. You are talking about Jesus? I'm talking about Jesus. He was very weak. Then angels, and listen, Jesus had, he's one person who had angelic ministration. When he was praying in the Garden of Gethsemane, the Bible says, as he prayed, and he was sorrowful, an angel came and strengthened him. it tells you, with these two examples, it tells you angels can help you in your fast. Angels can help you when you are weak. Angels can help you when you are going through something. And the Bible says when the angel came to strengthen him, the Bible says he prayed the more. That means angels can strengthen you to pray more. Praise the name of the Lord. So a lot of people, we are praying. You need an angelic ministration. You've been there, and you see, Jesus did not ask for an angel. I'm telling you, first of all, angelic ministration, it comes with knowledge. You knowing, if I were you, I'm going to take this teaching and I'm going to study deeper than that, because there are a lot of things I can't share with you. Hallelujah. And you get into the teaching and you study on angels so that your mind will become so awakened to the ministry of angels. Then you see it will begin to happen to you without you requesting for it. Because you know why? You are going to be speaking the word of God anywhere, anywhere, anyhow, every day, anytime. Praise the name of the Lord. They hearkening unto the voice of his word. So the more you speak the word of God, the more you have angels minister to you, minister for you. Hallelujah. They minister around. Listen, God has made the Christian life in such a way that Christians should never be frustrated. Hallelujah. Yeah. Should never be frustrated. Listen, and the work of the angels is not distinct from the work of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Spirit works by using angels as well. Because he's God. So when you speak words of discouragement, when you speak words of sorrow, when you speak words that break you down, it means that angels will not be ministering around you. Then you're going to have those other guys minister around you. And these guys are called demons. You're going to have them around you. And so there are Christians that have demons around them. Yeah. Oh, come on here. I'll show you from the word of God. Don't worry. We'll work it out. Hallelujah. Because your words betray you. I like something Dr. Cindy Trim said. Says that in the realm of the spirit, demons naturally, in the realm of the spirit, they are not able to differentiate between a Christian and Christ. All right? They are not able. The only thing that betrays a Christian is his words in the realm of the spirit. Because look at it. The Bible says in Ephesians, put on Christ. Put on Christ. The Bible talks about putting on the new man. Putting on 4:22 of Ephesians. Putting on the new man, which is created after Christ in righteousness and in true holiness. Hallelujah. He says that you put off concerning the former conversation, the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust. 23. And be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Next verse. And that you put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and in true holiness. The new man is not a shirt that you are going to look for in your wardrobe to wear. The new man is talking about your words. Your words. Your conduct. Your words. Hallelujah. You feel broken. You feel helpless. Don't confess that. Don't confess that. Don't confess frustrations. There's a lady, the Lord says, don't prophesy to her again now. Yeah. Because she has not come to a point of knowing what the value of the words of prophecy on your mouth. Because right after service, she keeps on, I can mention the name of the person, I can tell the person, and I was privy to hear some of the things. Why would you receive word, confess the word, and then go and confess something else? Listen, for example, Pearl, come. So, Pearl, there is a very powerful anointing on you. You are going to do the work of God. All that prophecy comes on this girl. And this girl goes out, meets someone, or maybe conversation, and say, me, out for me, I'll never be a pastor. Please, you can sit down. I'm like, hey, are we safe in the church? You won't be a pastor. So two things are happening. Number one, you are doubting the word. Number two, you are a hypocrite. But sometimes these things, we say them and we don't mean them. We are saying them just because of the wind of environment that we're in. You can just be talking to your friend or somebody and you are, it's not like you don't love God. It's not like you don't want to be. But you can just go like, hey, maybe I'm yourself all that. These things, I'm telling you, and these are some of the reasons why we don't see the glory of God in our lives. Because we speak differently than we are taught. We speak differently. I'm telling you, listen, when, oh boy, Caparades, one of the first books, the first book I bought was How to Be Led by the Spirit by Papa Hagen, which the Lord has instructed me that until we have the USM meeting, I should be listening to him every day and all the time. Hallelujah now. Glory to God. And you know, and then from that, I bought other books. And then I bought one of his books on these things. Pastor Chris speaks about the reason why his confessions, they never change. Because he's a 1998 or 94, 1984 or 1988. He is praying and he's talking on belief. And then he saw himself descending into hell. And then as he was descending into hell, he goes, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Boom! Then he comes up. It doesn't mean I was going. It was a vision the Lord is giving him, dramatizing what it means to keep speaking yourself down. I can't do it. Me, I don't like learning. No. Me, I don't. Me, and always it's negative. When you do that, you can't be helped. No, look at Jesus. When angels came to minister to him in Gethsemane. He could have simply gone like, God, I won't die. I don't want to die. But after, let this cup pass. Then he will say, not according to my will, but your will. Praise the name of the Lord. The words that you speak, they weaken your spirit. Or they strengthen your spirit. And when your words are foul, when your words are bad, they push you down. So I'd like for you to say, I'm not going down. I'm not going down. Come on, I'm not going down. Praise the name of the Lord. Paul comes and says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I know how to abase. I know how to abound. I can do all things. So when Paul is hungry and there's no money, Paul does not cry. Paul goes like, in the name of Jesus, I'm going through this phase. Oh, through Christ who strengthens me. He doesn't come and say, I won't go to church again. I don't want to pray again. I can't study my Bible. Why? Because you are hungry. Angels can't work with you. They don't work with people who are inconsistent. You're looking at death. Look at Jesus. He knows he's about to die. And then he sees the temple and he tells the disciples, listen, pull this thing down. It took 40 years to build. I will build it up in 3 days. Whenever the fear of death comes to his face, he responds with the resurrection. Put it down. I will break.
in 3 days. Except a corn falls to the ground and dies, it abides alone. But when it is put to the ground and it dies in the ground, when it is coming up, it comes with multitude. So is the Son of Man. The Son of Man will be delivered into the hands of his enemies and he will be put to death. But on the third day, he will rise up. Come on here. This is what you got to be saying. You got to say, though my beginning may be small, palakataya, sapala, greater increase, greater increase, greater increase, greater. Never accept defeat. Keep talking the word. I like what Pastor Chris says. He says, don't stop talking it. Keep saying it. Don't stop talking it. Don't stop talking it. I'm telling you, only God knows how many times I said I heal the sick. I read the book by Papa Hagen. It's called The Healing Anointing. I read the book, and after I read that book, every day I go, I heal the sick. I heal the sick. I'm anointed. I heal the sick. I heal the sick. I heal the sick. The lame are walking. The blind are seeing. The dead are being raised. The poor will have the gospel preached to them. I did not come to joke. I will affect the world so much with the power of the Holy Ghost. I go to the ghettos. I raise nations. This is my confession. Glory to God. And you are talking like that, and angels are moving all around you all the time. So one of this time, when you met a situation and you prayed for the person and it did not work, an angel went in and touched the person. So because you know what? The angel knows that in your mouth is the word of God. Say, I walk in glory. You didn't come to church. Shout, I walk in glory. Say, I am blessed. My children are blessed. My children's children are blessed. Shout it, I am fruitful. Come on, I am wealthy. Hey, I am wealthy. Glory to God. So the Bible says, they hearken, they hear the voice of his word. What are you going to say now? It is true. It looks like you are beaten down. But are you going to confess what you are seeing? The Bible says, for we walk by faith and not by sight. It is not by what we see. Come on, lift up your voice. Lift up your voice. Lift up your voice. Hallelujah. Sit down for 2 minutes. Let's go to Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20. You come from a poor family, and so what? Your father and your mother, they couldn't marry till the end, and so what? You come from a family that is full of witches, and so what? What are you going to confess? I'm a child of light. The Spirit of God is on my life. Come on, you keep talking it. You keep saying it. You keep talking it. You keep saying it. You keep talking it. You keep saying, you say, my life is different. I am a child of glory. My life is different. My life is different. I am big. I am big. Listen, you've written about 7 letters seeking for employment. All of it have been rejected. Then you go to a church and the pastor who doesn't know the word of God says, some of you, the spirit of promise and fail is on your life. And then you believe that and you go and pray for you. No. First attempt is failed. Second attempt, third attempt is failed. You get up in the morning and say, I walk in favor. I am not rejected. I'm a blessing. I walk in favor. I walk in favor. I walk in favor. I have favor with God and I have favor with man. I am a mama kuba la gatera. Look at what the Bible says. Sit down for 2 minutes. The Bible says, my son, attend to my words. Incline thine ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from your eyes. See the word. Behold the word. And keep them in the midst of thine heart. Next verse. For they are life. For they are life. The word is life. And we give voice to the word. And the Bible says, the angels of God who excel in strength, they hearken unto the voice of his word. Now, sit down. Everybody sit down. Sit down. Everybody sit down. I don't want to charge. Sit down. Sit down. Let me teach. Because you are seeing me again, it will be next Sunday. So relax. Take everything in. Now, go to Joshua, book of Joshua chapter 1. Look at what God tells Joshua. Hallelujah. Are you in church or you have gone home? Are you enjoying the service? Are you going to activate the ministry of angels? Hallelujah. You come to church and then you confess, I discharge angels. I dispatch angels. And then you go home on Monday and you are talking negative. You are talking yourself down. No angel is going to take you serious. I'm never going to. They won't take you serious. Because they know that you that you are sending them, a time will come you will speak that they should go and bring that thing back. You are like the farmer who puts, you know, a lot of kids are like farmers, they put the maize down in the ground. And then 2 days later, they say, hey, the maize has not come. No more poof. No more. I say, hey, it is there. Then they put it there. That's what they do. And when you keep doing that, you'll be a very foolish farmer. Don't talk yourself down. Hallelujah. Your mother's experience is not your experience. Your father's experience is not your experience. Your father is a drunkard. That's his problem. You understand? But you come and say that I have come to know the word of God. And you keep talking. You say, I'm going to be a responsible father. Come on. I'm going to be a responsible father. My children will be so blessed to have me as a father. There are a lot of children. Some of you here, if we ask you, would you like to be like your father? A lot of you will say no. But then you are going to say, my children will look up to me and say, wow, what a godly man. What a powerful man. What a glorious mommy. What an anointed mother that I got. That's what I am going to be. You keep talking it. You keep saying it. So, this book of the law. Now, this is Joshua. And God has given Moses a word that you will die. You won't see the promised land. Moses is dead. The children of Israel were very stubborn people. Very stubborn. Very, very troubling people. And Joshua is supposed to lead them. And very stubborn, very, very stubborn, stiff-necked people. You do this for them today, tomorrow they'll come and ask something else. And you can never please them. You give them manna, they come for meat. You give them meat, they come for manna. Like, you don't know what they want. Now, this guy is supposed to lead them. And God comes in and he tells him, Joshua, be strong. First of all, without strength, you can't lead. Be strong. Don't be a leader that falls before his people. Be strong. Hallelujah. Be strong. Let people see how you came through, how you made it. Come on, are we together in this place now? Yeah. He says, be strong. Let people have testimonies of you coming through, breaking through things. That at the point, did not know what to do. But then people will have the testimony. Not a leader who falls like a $2 suitcase. No. So strong. Like a mother or a father. Your children's school fees have come. 7,000 Ghana cedis. And then you break down, you are crying. Gather the children, all of them, and say, listen, let's kneel down. The money is not in the account, but God is going to provide. You knew that we're going to ask God for the school fees. When that money comes, you tell them God has answered the prayer. You have taught the children. That's what God says. Be courageous. Be strong. Be strong. Be strong. Be strong. Be strong. And be very courageous. God tells him all of them. God says, you know what? I'm going to tell you how you are going to be a success. How you are going to succeed. Number one, this book of the law. Verse 8. This book of the law. You want to be a successful leader? You want to be successful in your life? This is what I'm giving you. That's what God tells Joshua. You want to be successful in your life? This is the secret. So this scripture is called the success secret of the child of God. He didn't tell Joshua, go to a leadership seminar. Start going. No, he says, first of all, this book of the law. This book of the law shall not depart, not out of thy life. Look at it. God is standing before Joshua and he's holding the scrolls. Then he says, Rabbi, this book, it shall not depart from your mouth. Does it make sense? The book is not in my mouth. So why do you say this book shall not depart? What does it mean? It means that you are going to study this book, but it should not end in your head. We're told in class that the way you can succeed as a law student and as a lawyer is always the start. They say, first of all, create hypothetical cases in your head. And then when you hear an issue, when somebody comes to tell you something, an issue, quickly, you act as a lawyer. The person is not even going to court. Put the thing together and know the relevant statutes and case laws that apply to that. Praise the name of the Lord. So one cousin of mine, they sell drinks at Koforidia, and they are working for somebody, and they went to take money, 70,000 Ghana cedis, and in his foolishness, they left the car like that to go and eat or something. By the time they came in, 70,000 was gone. And the man took them to the police station and blah blah blah, and they are going to court. So he is calling the family that we should contribute and pay the money. So I told my auntie that, okay, so first of all, he doesn't have to pay the money. I want to ask about two or three questions. And then that money that we just need, like 15,000, go and look for a serious lawyer. He won't pay shishi. So okay, why? I said, number one, when the incident happened, did he go to the police? Did the police come to see? Number two, did he lock the door? These two things, any reasonable, strong lawyer can win the case. Say how? I said, let me tell. If number one, you cannot say because I hold 70,000, I shouldn't eat. Because hunger is a natural part of a human being. Hunger is a natural part of a human being. So you can be hungry at any time. Your stomach will not say because you have 70,000, I'm not hungry. And there's no law in Ghana that forbid us from eating. So, that's right. Article 12, I think. So that's that. So that you left the place. And what the other lawyer can say is that is negligence. But no, I was going to eat. And so the negligence will be held, it will be counter with he locked the door. If he did not lock the door, there's no court on this earth. You have to go and find the money and pay. Unfortunately, he didn't lock the door. A 40-something-year-old man. But if he did, that's that. Your money is gone. Number two, has the
business owner giving you how to keep money, if the business owner has instituted that when you have money, send it through this account and you didn't send it, that is negligence. If he has not, that bring my money to me, cash, physical cash, he is the cause. So we put it on him. Why did I do that? Any issue, see it in the lens of the law. Do you understand what I'm talking about? Just see it in the lens of the law. So that's how you remember. I'm saying this here. So it says, this book of the law, you learn to say, it shall not depart out of your mouth. So when you get into the word of God, and you find in the word, and it shall come to pass after those days, that I will pour my spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall see visions. Your old men shall dream dreams. This is not something you have to put in your head. It has to be on your mouth. Then how are you going to go about it? The spirit of the Lord is upon me. You can go like, in the name of Jesus, I see visions. I see visions. My spirit is alive. I see visions. Ayabalo Basaya. Hey, the gift of the spirit is on me in a greater measure. I manifest the gift of the Holy Ghost. Oh my God. And then you begin to list them. You begin to list the word of wisdom, the word of knowledge, prophecy, the diverse kinds of tongues, interpretation of tongues, the gift of faith, the working of miracle, the gift of healing, the discerning of spirit. Glory! Then you say, I walk in them. 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 You say it. You say it. Those of you seated, I don't know, you didn't enjoy the word. Say them. You are in school. You go to school. When you learn, it doesn't go through. The first day I read a law book. The book is called The Law of Contract. Suddenly, na many su chi me. I was having brain fog. I couldn't concentrate because, number one, the English is different. I'm so used to Christian books. So Christian books, I know how it is constructed. Now I come to meet these books. You meet a word, you know, you don't understand the way they construct the thing, even the way they answer their questions. I remember first class, I got zero. The answer was correct, but how I answered it was wrong. So before you answer questions, you have to introduce the thing. You have to cite. You have to, what is this? It was not making sense. One class like that. Early morning, 7 a.m. Wednesday, contract. Same contract. I go and the lecturer is teaching. And then I said, no, number one, I'm a man of God. Number one, if not anything, I'm a man of God. No, I can't disgrace my children like that. I'm a man of God. Number two, I am sharp. Then you know what I said. So I called, one day I called Brother Nee. He was a law student, but he didn't finish. So I called and said, Minya, this and this and this thing. But I want you to help me tell the devil. I just want you to help me tell the enemy. If I've been able to learn Bible, not just any Bible, King James, and I've understood, law is small. I'm telling you. Right now, I'm the favorite student of my law of contract, madam. Yeah. He come asking questions. Yeah. For about 4 days, I didn't go to school. So, I mean, you know, the day, last Wednesday, you know, that's my, after a very long break, you know, because I was packing, I was arranging my room and all of that. So, I can't do, that's what I tell you about men. We can't do a lot of things at the same time. So, I asked a question. I was answering the question. So, citing this and said, then she's a very young, cute lady. Yeah. And she goes like, oh, so I miss your voice. Yeah. Praise the name of the Lord. If I have been able to understand the word of God, King James Version, thou shalt whithersoever. What are you talking about? Wherefore, henceforth. I've been able to understand all of that. I can understand anything. I can understand anything. That becomes your confession. Some of you, where you are now, you know that's not where you don't, that's not where you want to be. Praise the name of the Lord. Yeah. That's not where you want to be. That's what you want to say. I want to be a doctor. A doctor of what? Right now you are a nurse. Don't stay there. You have not even gotten away. Start saying that I am a medical doctor. I'm a doctor of whatever. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, keep saying it. Don't stop talking it. Keep saying, listen, say the future like it is now. The Bible says, God, who calleth the things that be not as though they were. Talk about your future like it is now. So say, this book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night. You will meditate, you will think about it day and night. This is how to get angels to work around you day and night. Then look at that. It says that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. Do the word that you read. Jesus laid hands on the sick. When you go out for missions and you meet someone who is sick, lay hands on the person. The Bible said do. He didn't say obey. He said do. Listen, you can obey and not do. For example, the Bible said Jesus laid hands on the sick and said, oh wow, that's amazing. Then that thing is in your head. Go and do it. You also lay hands on the sick. It's not a work of a pastor. I'm telling you, if every Christian will do what I'm telling you, all these pastors that come and people, 27 people are following them, it will stop. Because by the time the pastor is coming, you have gone to open a blind eye. You have gone to open a blind eye. And you see, we will all be equal in the house of God. You have the opportunity to be our leader, but it does not mean you have the spirit more than we do. Nobody will go and pay money and go and see a pastor. Nobody will go and take sobolo. Nobody will go, no, 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 1,000 times no. You are diabetic and they tell you how to cure diabetes is to come to church and drink sobolo. Are you okay? You are diabetic. Your pancreas already has a problem and you are drinking whatever. Hey, is it pancreas? It's pancreas, eh? That's what helps the insulin and all that. Wow. Put your hands together for me. Hallelujah. Yeah, I'm learning a lot of things. You are drinking sobolo. No. Nobody will go there. Because you see, we can just be going for evangelism and in the house, man of your evangelism, I'm not there. Praise the name of the Lord. But I'm hearing good things are happening. Lay hands on the sick. So the Bible says, when you do what is in the word, it says, for then, it means that is the only way you are going to make your life prosperous. Do you want to have a prosperous life? Do you want to have a prosperous life? Yes, 20 years from now, 10 years from now, you want to look back and say, wow, what a life. You don't want to look back and say, ah, I wish I had never known the Lord. But I say, what a life. It may not make sense now, but the Bible says, do not let the word depart out of your mouth. Don't let it depart out of your mouth. Keep talking it. Keep saying 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 it. You go say, in the name of Jesus, also I cannot stay in me. In the name of Jesus, I cannot be suffering from arthritis. I'm a child of God. And then your bone is aching and you still go, in the name of Jesus, I am arthritis free. When your words, when your mouth become consistent with the word of God, you will melt cancer. You will melt tumors. The doctor tells you, you have blood cancer, you have leukemia. You say, in the name of Jesus, my blood is clean. Every cell of my body, in the name of Jesus, every tissue
of my body responds to the divine life that is at work in me. That is at work in me. That is at work in me. When you are facing greater oppositions, what do you say? Ye are of God. That's what the Bible said. Ye are of God, little children, and you have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. There is no war, there is no opposition before you that can run over you. The greater one lives in your spirit. The greater one lives. Sapala kabaya kataya. Come on, say, greater is he. Come on, you came to shout, greater is he that is in me. Come on, like you mean it, say, greater is he. Greater is he. Greater is he that is in me. Say, in the name of Jesus. There is no wall, there is no mountain outside that can run over me, because the greater one lives in me. Say, the greater one lives in me. The greater one lives in me. Just speak in tongues for 2 minutes. You are going to say, I'm a great man of God. I'm a great lady of God. I'm going to travel the nations with the gospel of Jesus. I'm going to heal the sick. I will not run away from the work of God. It is a good thing. It is a great thing. I'm a man of God. I'm a minister of God's grace. Hey, I'm a carrier of the blessings of the gospel. Oh, Saparadea. Come on. Lebara sandala bahaya. Oh, bala bahaya. It may tarry. Oh, lapaya. But it will not. It will not be stopped. Hey, abasabahaya. Then you are going to say it. I'm going to minister the gospel of Jesus Christ all around the world. Oh, sabahaya. I'm going to be a blessing to the body of Christ. You keep saying it, and the angels are hearing it. And the angels are hearing it. And the angels are hearing it. When you stand before the sick, the angels will know your heart, and they are going to minister for you. Sapphire, come on, lift up your voice in the language of the spirit. Come on, come on, come on. A fruitful child of God. I'm not barren in any area of my life. I'm not barren. I am fruitful in every area of my life. Kelebo Shabahaya. Terminal disease, they don't work on me in the name of Jesus. Kabalabashaya. Hey, Balabo Shabaha. I'm a child of God. 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 Hey, Kabbalah Messiah. Libaya. I'm a child of light. I'm a child of light. Wherever I appear, I come with the light of the Lord. I come with the light of the Lord. No darkness can stand before me. Come on. This is called the language of angels. That is the language of angels. Oh, Rabba Savahade, Laba Reko Sata, Leba Rabasa, Lekobara, Lebara Kistobahaya. No matter what we see, we speak the language of angels. 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 We speak the language of angels, and that's the word of God. And that's the word of God. I am helped. 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 In this life, I'm not alone. I'm not alone. I'm helped. I am helped. I am helped. I am helped. Ay, 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 ay. Ay, 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 ay. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Barababasha. Hallelujah. The Bible talks about the language of angels. The language of angels. Angelic language is simply the word. The word. So you don't dispatch angels by talking. You dispatch angels by voicing the word. By voicing the word. You will find out that nobody dispatched angels in the Bible by talking to angels. Nobody ever spoke to, say, this angel, I command Angel Gabriel to come to me. No, it's not word. Angels, they have automatic operation with the word. So the moment the word is released, angels are carried. They are carried forth as the word is released. Praise the name of the Lord. I want you to put your hand on your heart and say, I am helped. Put your hand on your heart. Everybody, put your hand on your heart. Say, in this life, like you may say, in this life, I am not alone. One more time, I am not alone. I am not alone. I am helped. 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 I am helped in the name of Jesus. Don't stop talking the word. I like what David said. The lines have fallen unto me in pleasant places. I have a goodly heritage. I have a goodly heritage. I hear my spirit to tell somebody, don't live your life like you are a loser. Don't live your life like you are a loser. You are not a loser. I just heard in my spirit to tell someone, don't talk like a loser. Don't think like a loser. Don't act like a loser. I'm a champion. The Bible says, in all these things, we are more than conquerors. In all these things. Hey, Shapalabaya. In all the troubles of life. In all the disappointments of life. Hey, 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 hey. More than a conqueror. 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 You got disappointed. You say, I'm more than a conqueror. You're facing serious issues. I'm more than a conqueror. 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 All things work together for my good. All things work together for my good. Hey, glory to God. All things work together for my good. So you keep talking it. They are working together. Instead of talking yourself down, you say they are working together for my good. I'm not a loser. I'm never a loser. I will never be a loser. All things work together for my good. They are working together. They are busily working together. They are seriously working together for my good. For my good. For my good. Hey, 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 hey. For my good. Aya. Aya. Glory to God. The rain, the sunshine, the day, the darkness, the night, the light, they are working together. The abundance, oh, the lack, they are working together. Something big is happening. Something big is happening. Something big is happening. Something big. I don't give up. Something big. Something big. Something big is happening. Oh, Sapala, Lebarako Satire. Say they are working together. Are you a believer? Say they are working together for my good. They are working together. They are working together for my good. So as I close, don't stop talking it. You don't need to talk to an angel for an angel to manifest. That's not scriptural. You have to talk the word. When you talk the word, angels manifest. Angels manifest. You have robbers coming to attack you. Switch to the word of God. Go like, he has given his angels charge over me. He has given his angels charge over me. So that I don't stumble. He has given his angels charge over me. I don't stumble. I am not a casualty. I'm not a victim. I'm a victor. I'm a victor. I'm a victor. Look at Jesus. Soldiers came and were coming to arrest him. And they were coming with spears and arrows. And when they came, Jesus says, I have been with you. First of all, the Bible said, when they came, they said, Jesus comes out and says, whom do you seek? He was not scared. He says, whom do you seek? I'm talking to you about the man that angels ministered to him. He says, whom do you seek? He knows. He says, whom do you seek? And they say, we are looking for Jesus of Nazareth. And then he says, the one you're looking for, I am he. Bible says they go back and they fall down for three times. And then Jesus said, let me tell you something. I have walked with you all this while and you couldn't arrest me because my time had not come. But now is the hour. You come to me with arrows and javelins like I'm a thief. But my hour has come that the Son of Man has to be given to you for the sins of people. He was not scared. The people had knives, arrows, javelins, whatever you are going to say. And he's standing and he's talking to him. He's not scared. This is my time has come. That's why. Whoa. Peter takes off Marcus's ear. He picks the ear and he puts it there. He allowed himself to be arrested. And say, all right, we can go. My time.
to talk. Talk. When you face danger, talk. Speak the word. The Bible says when you do that, you have good success. Good success. Not, you know, success in itself is good. Success. It says you have good success. Good success. Success that is good. Come on. Say good success. I have good success. Come on, say I have good success. I don't fail in my academics. I don't fail in business. I don't fail in marriage. I don't fail. I just can't fail. I like how Pastor would say, he says, fail me never. Glory to God. I don't fail. I don't fail. I can do all things. Say, I have an excellent spirit. Say, I have an excellent spirit. Hey, I have an excellent spirit. Hey, I have an excellent spirit. Say, I know what to do. I know when to do what to do. Oh, say, I know it. Say, it is in my spirit. It is in my spirit. Say, when I speak, I dissolve doubt. I explain hard sentences. I'm a victor. I'm a victor. Glory to God. I succeed in everything I do. I succeed in everything I do. I'm a blessed child. I'm a child of blessings. Are you here with me? I'm a child of joy. Oh, I'm a child of joy. I'm a child of prosperity. I'm a child of great blessings. Oh, glory to God. I'm a wonder. I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. I'm a child of the King. 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 I'm not ordinary. I am not ordinary. I have the power of God. Oh, Shabalaba Shabahatalabahaya. Lift your two hands up toward heaven and give him praise. Come on, give him praise. Open your mouth, give him praise. 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 Ay, 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 ay. Give him praise. 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 Shaba ba 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 ba. Shaba la ba hasa.
Trust you've been blessed by this message. This and many more messages by Reverend Samuel Kwame Sasu are now available on all major podcasting platforms. Kindly search for Reverend Samuel Kwame Sasu and tap the follow button for more. Visit us at any GWC church near you in Sawom, Kutunse, Achimota, Bubuashi, Kumase, Kintampo, and Oda. God bless you.
Kobaye. In Christianity, God is a preserver. In Christianity, God is a deliverer. In Christianity, God is one who prospers. He's a prosperer. He's one who prospers. So in Christianity, God is our soter.